Okay, Kevin Warsh is President Trump's nominee for Federal Reserve Chair. NPR has covered his committee hearing and will cover his confirmation on Monday. But one part of the story we have not covered is his name, specifically his last name, Warsh. For people who live in some parts of the country, Warsh is how you might say wash. For this week's installment of Word of the Week, our series on the origins and evolution of words, we look at this particular pronunciation. NPR's Ava Berger has this story.
You've likely heard it in movies, like John Waters' Female Trouble.
That would be $104, please. For a wash and set?
Maybe you've heard it in music, like Luke Bryan's Rain is a Good Thing.
We take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
Or you've heard it used by your aunt or your grandmother or your great uncle twice removed.
My grandmother would say, I don't think you washed those hands.
My mom, she would be like, did you wash your hands?
My grandparents were from Richmond, and they would say, I'm going to do the wash.
We're talking about the pronunciation of wash as warsh. The accent is most common in the South Midland region of the U.S. It stretches from Baltimore all the way across the country to Washington State. It most likely started with the migration of the Scotch-Irish people to the U.S. They immigrated to port cities like Philadelphia and Baltimore and moved inland to the west of the country. The Scotch-Irish loved to use R's.
Those folks were super R-ful.
Paul E. Reed, a linguistics professor at the University of Alabama, said the pronunciation stems from the vowel ah sound and the way your tongue moves around in your mouth.
Vowels are naturally kind of squishy, squirrely, movey things because there's just your tongue in your mouth. I had a phonetics friend say one time that, you know, when you speak, you're basically just moving hunks of meat around in the air.
But now the accent is on the way out. Linguist Robin Dodsworth at North Carolina State University said that's not a negative thing. It's all about how much we move around these days. A lot of people don't stay in one place anymore, but some people still do. Sitting on her stoop, here's lifelong Baltimore resident Lisa Molina.
I'm going to go wash my hands. It's just a habit, I guess. I've talked like that for 53 years, so.
She got it from her mom.
Did you wash your hands? Like if you're getting ready to eat, you know, she would be like, did you wash your hands?
As far as she's concerned, that's the only way to say it. Ava Berger, NPR News, Washington.
Corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Feel a little frisky, back roads are bogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our...